Penguin Audio presents Glorious by Jeff Gwynn. Read for you by David Carpenter. Glorious, 1872. They took Tom Galmer late in the morning. He shouldn't have been out alone. Like all the other prospectors in Glorious, Galmer knew the area was crawling with Apaches. You didn't have to see them to know they were there. In the 3 weeks since he'd arrived in the tiny town, Galmer went out on his daily hunt for silver with four other prospectors, all of them frontier veterans who observed the proper precautions. Stay together, make as little noise as possible, take turns acting as lookout. The Indians generally didn't bother well-armed men working in groups. They wanted easier white prey. But the day before, Galmer had noticed a particularly promising bit of oxidized black-lined rock, typical of potentially significant silver content. He and his informal partners, they had all met on arrival in Glorious, were working about 3 miles northeast of town along the banks of Queen Creek, in an area where the creek cut around the base of the Pinal Mountains. Boss Man Wright was on lookout, and Ophie and Archie and Old Ben and Galmer were chipping away on a ledge, each no more than 10 yards from the others because the Apache could snatch anyone straying too far in an eye blink. When Galmer's pick dislodged the first black line rock chunks,